Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat by Perry Chamber Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. And this week, we are also joined by Sherry Welsh, the owner of Harper Roses Floral and Gifts. So Sherry and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks.
So Sherry, we'll start with you. First of all, we usually go over with the guests the history of their business. Your history is a little shorter than most, but what can you tell me about just your business and where it's at?
Yes, we are super excited to finally be up and running. We are right next to Snap Fitness on First Street at 503 First Avenue in the strip mall there. So kind of our history, we just opened October 8th, and we are just ready to start serving Perry.
All right. What sort of services do you offer then?
So we are full flower arrangements from weddings to funerals, kind of everything in between there. So wedding anniversaries, we have cash and carry, just little bundles, and then way up to your, you know, beautiful 12 dozen roses.
All right. So how did you get involved in this business? How did it get started?
So I have a knowledge in the retail background. So we were just excited, you know, to have the opportunity to incorporate the flowers into that, knowing that Perry, we were kind of lacking that now. So starting with the retail background, I worked at Times Remember Tea Room and the Calico Shops way back when I was in high school. And that's kind of started my retail experience. And just that's where I started my love. And I've always wanted my own shop in town. So we got to incorporate the fresh flower business with it. So I'm kind of learning. I do have some history that kind of came on board with me. So we've got some really familiar faces that have been in town doing the fresh floral for a long time, which is great. So they kind of know the business. And I get to kind of learn from these seasoned veterans.
All right. You've been open for about a week now, correct? Mm-hmm. How do you feel like things have gone so far?
Everyone that walks through the door just says, we are so excited to see you. So that's really refreshing. You know, we're not downtown. So I would say there's not a lot of that, like, you know, walking foot traffic, but they're seeing the sign and they're stopping just to stop in and see what we have. And I make sure to tell everyone, you know, the gift side is going to grow, but at least we've got the fresh flowers to get out the door now. So definitely stop back in. It'll change seasonally. It'll just get better and better.
All right. Now we are in the midst of a chamber chat. So let's talk about the chamber side of it. Are you planning any sort of like ribbon cutting or grand opening celebration, that sort of thing?
We are. It's in the works. We'll work with Lindsay and get something set up. I don't know for sure when we'll do it. We might do a soft one and then maybe do another big grand opening, maybe getting into the holiday season. So we'll just kind of see. But we're excited to be a part of Art on the Prairie here coming up and the other events leading up into the holidays and stuff like that too.
All right. What are your hours on a daily basis?
We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
All right. Now, one last question for you. Obviously, your name is Sherry, but the business is called Harper Roses. So who is Harper Rose?
So Harper Rose is my 5-year-old daughter who thinks that the store is hers, which rightfully so. It is named after her. And then my grandma Rose, I was named after her with my middle name as Sherry Rose. And then we just kind of kept that going with Harper Rose. So she's a spunky 5-year-old full of energy.
All right. They usually are. Sherry Welsh with Harper Roses Floral and Gifts. Anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Just stop in and see us and watch the shop grow into what it's going to be. So I'm excited. We're excited to be here and excited to be able to bring the fresh flowers back into Perry.
Absolutely. Well, now we will bring in Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti for the chamber side of this chamber chat. First of all, we wanted to talk about something coming up here is Election Day. Now, people may be thinking, Election Day, how's that deal with the chamber? Well, those who are in the know that that is the Chili Feed. So what can you tell me about this year's event?
That's right, Joe. The Chili Feed is on Election Day, and most people know that that is the first Tuesday of November every single year, whether it's a big presidential election or not. There's always something to vote for, some folks to vote in, and the chamber has a long history of providing a chili feed of some sort on that day at the McCreary Center most recently, but it's been other places in years past. So we will continue that tradition this year. We're going to be partnering with the Kiwanis this year, and they're going to be coming on board to help us out with that event. And so same favorites as always, all you can eat chili and soup, and then $2 slices of pie. And that'll be on Tuesday, November 6th. From 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we'll be selling pre-tickets leading up to the event, but then it's also just pay at the door, $7 per person.
All right. Now, as far as the desserts are concerned, are you still looking for dessert donations? Or are those pretty much all set at this point?
Nope, we'll always take donations. So anyone that wants to bake a pie or pay for a pie to donate it, either option is available. And we just ask that they deliver straight to the Mercury Center the day before or that morning, and we'll take care of the rest.
All right. Now, anything else about the chili feed before we move on?
Nope. I think that about covers it. Just to save the date, make sure that you get out and vote. And then regardless of your polling place, stop out to the Mercury Center and have all you can eat super chili.
All right. Now, speaking of saving the date for things, another big event coming up every year is right around Thanksgiving, and it should be one that people are very familiar with. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so people will probably remember that the Friday after Thanksgiving, of course, is the lighted parade, and it's kind of been built up for more of a holiday celebration beyond just the regular old parade. And it's not just a regular old parade because it's actually lighted and it's at night and it's really a spectacle, I'm told anyway. This is going to be my first year, of course, just like with every event with the Perry Chamber, but it sounds really exciting and there's already been quite a bit of excitement surrounding this event. And so again, that's Friday, November 23rd, and so we just encourage people to start thinking about their parade floats and how they're going to light them up and be a part of that, and we encourage people to come out downtown. Lineup will start up at 6, and then the parade will be at 7, so bundle up regardless of the weather and join us, and then afterwards, Santa will be heading over to La Poste, and there will be other festivities to go along with that that'll kind of spread out throughout town. So we'll talk about more of that later, but definitely save the date, and especially for businesses and community organizations to think about their parade floats.
Absolutely. And that's good news to most people, I think, that it's going to be spread out, because last year La Poste was literally like a sardine can. So good to see that it'll be spreading out a little.
Yeah, really exciting to have a lot of people coming out for that. And so a lot of those activities will remain at La Poste, but we're also looking at incorporating some things at Hotel Patti and Frio. They're going to do some cookie decorating. There's a pancake supper at the hotel and other things along the way. So just kind of a nice fun thing to do to kick off the holiday season.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we will talk more about that as it gets closer. But for now, Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, just a reminder that Spooktacular will be on Tuesday, October 30th, downtown 4 to 6, and then other activities around town. And so it'll be nice and safe for people to walk around. The streets will be closed. So come on out with your Halloween costumes and your bags ready for candy and enjoy that holiday as well.
All right. Well, Lindsay and Sherry, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sherry Welsh and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.